An Australian-developed therapy to treat hereditary angioderma, or HAE, is now part of the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. HAE is a rare and chronic condition found in 1 in 50,000 Australians who experience unpredictable swelling of the abdomen, larynx, face and limbs, and the condition is life-threatening. The new treatment, called Andembry, is applied once a month and available as a pre-filled pen. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with Professor of Immunology and Allergy at Western Sydney University, Connie Catalaris, to explain more about hereditary angioedema.
Is a rare genetic disorder that causes a deficiency in a vital protein called C1 inhibitor. Now, when that inhibitor is absent, one gets dysregulated inflammatory reactions, and patients can develop random and unpredictable swellings, or what is called angioedema. These can be painful, disfiguring, they can affect anywhere in the body and in the abdomen, particularly swelling of the bowel wall, causing severe abdominal pain. And when the swelling affects the upper airway, it can threaten life.
Now, how is AGE diagnosed? And well, and if you can explain a little bit more on how dangerous can the condition be?
Well, HAE can be fatal, unfortunately, if the swelling blocks off the upper airway or larynx, because then the person can't breathe and only has a very, very narrow window to have the airway opened up. So that is the fatal consequence of the worst type of swelling. But even without that, it's a very impactful condition because these swellings can last anywhere from 2 to 5 days and can be very impactful from the point of view of not being able to walk properly or to do anything with swollen hands, can be very disfiguring with facial swelling. As I said, abdominal swelling causes severe pain and can sometimes be confused with an acute surgical abdomen. Well, diagnosis is relatively easy once the condition is thought of. We have specialised biochemical tests that are very freely available in this country, and that is a measure of what we call the complement components and function of this C1 inhibitor protein. And if they come back being decreased to a certain degree, we can make the diagnosis. About 75% of people with this condition have a family history. As I said, it's a genetic disorder and it's inherited as an autosomal dominant, which means that if a parent has HAE, every child in that family has a 1 in 2 chance of inheriting it.
And what challenges do people with the condition face living with it?
So this condition can be very challenging. And people with it, we know, have a very poor quality of life and a high degree of anxiety and depression. And that's not only because they can have these awful swellings, but they have the concern about when the next swelling might occur. Because these swellings are random and unpredictable, they can happen at any time and disrupt life. So, as I said, they last between 2 to 5 days, which means that people with this lose a lot of time from school or study or work and can be very impacted in every aspect of their lives.
Now, I understand there's a treatment developed in Australia to prevent these unpredictable swelling attacks. Could you please tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, so we are fortunate in Australia because we do have a number of treatments. We have an injectable treatment to treat the acute attack, but it's really preventative therapies that are most effective. And the new one that has been developed in Australia has recently been listed on the PBS, which means that we can access it for certain patients. There are two other preventative treatments available with different modes of action, and they need more frequent injection. The new one is a monthly injection. Now, this is really good news as it gives us choice for various patients because not everybody gets the same benefit from every treatment, so it's good to have a choice. However, unfortunately, the access rules for these excellent treatments are only available for people who have extremely frequent swellings. And while that's good for those that are heavily impacted, people that have less frequent swellings can also have a very poor quality of life and have a lot of consequences such as anxiety and depression. And at this stage, it's very difficult to give them this type of preventative therapy. But it is a start that we have it now on the PBS, and there will be certain patients who will definitely benefit from this because it has a different mode of action